Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account?
Sure, 94533.
First and last name, please.
Craddock, C-R-A-D-D-U-C-K.
Okay, let's see. And can you verify your address for me, please?
2659 Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L Drive, Fairfield, California.
All right, let's see. Looks like there was an order for the, there were two fitness trackers, a warranty, and wireless earbuds.
Okay, and what date was that order placed?
March the 26th.
Okay, we ended up canceling the bulk of those because I didn't order everything that they tried to send me. And I showed a credit. I was given I talked to you guys and they credited me back the amount.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm looking on here and the Visa card they credited I don't recognize that number. On the 26th, I got a thing from you guy. Here's a transaction. I'll give you the order number. It's hashtag D like in Don 06 E like in Echo B like in Boy 07598.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see that one on your records?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the card number that they charged it to? Or that this one should have been credited?
I only see the last four digits, which is 3206.
Okay, that card, is that what the original charge was made to?
Yes, sir. They don't change payment information. We have no way of changing payment information.
Double check my records because I could have sworn I gave them another card. But anyway, back to the issue for today. On 412, it shows that I ordered let's see where they list what I ordered here. Another smartness fitness tracker, whatever it was, and they're trying to charge $69.87, and I did not place that order.
Okay, sir. What happened was the order that you placed on March the 26th, you paid $5.97. After you were refunded all of those other charges for the, yes, you paid $5.97 shipping and handling for that tracker. That was to try that tracker out for a trial period of 14 days. There were terms and conditions that stated
go ahead.
Yes, sir. The terms and conditions stated that this was a 14-day trial for that tracker. You were to try it, cancel, and return it within the 14 days if you didn't want it. If you kept it and outside of the 14 trial days, then you were billed the retail value and your account was closed. They billed you for that fitness tracker, the retail $69.87 on yesterday, and closed out this account.
No, that I don't know where in the fine print all that information was, because when I was looking on my phone, I sure didn't see it, or I would have definitely just canceled everything. So I have that I can ship it back to you. To be honest with you, it hadn't been used. The one's in a box right here still. So tell me how I go about getting it back to you and canceling out this thing before I go to my credit card company.
Okay, well, it's already canceled out for one, as I just stated. It canceled out once it billed you yesterday, so it's canceled for one. And two, you would have to go to your local post office and pay for shipping to track that package to to ship that back to the return address.
Okay, can you give me the return address?
Yes, of course. Let's see here. No, I don't think they have a return address. Wait a minute. Let me see. Hold on.
That was the problem I had originally on the site. It was just unbelievably hard to figure out where it was going or how to cancel or anything.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, sir. This company does not have a return address. That's a different company. It states here that, let's see here. Okay, I can refund you 75% of that $69.87, making that fitness tracker only $17.47.
Again, I'm sitting here with a tracker that I don't feel I should have to pay for. I'm more than happy to return it. It wasn't the deal that I thought I had made. So how do I just get the thing to cancel totally?
As I stated, sir, it's canceled already. Once it billed you yesterday, it canceled out your account. So there's nothing to cancel, like to keep moving forward. That's why I'm saying I can give you 75% of that $69.87 back, but the account is already closed and canceled.
All right. Will this totally cancel me out from this whole program so I don't get any more of these surprises?
Well, yes, sir. Well, you're not going to get anything anyway. The account, once they billed you for that tracker yesterday and got the price for the tracker, it closed out your account. So there wasn't nothing to bill you for anyway. Whether you, you know, there's nothing to cancel because they already billed you for the watch, the tracker, and closed out your account. But
right.
I can give you 75% back of that $69.87 that was billed to you, but the account is already closed.
All right. It's going to cost me $10 to ship it, so for $7, I'm not going to fight at this point in time. Yeah, go ahead, counsel, or do what you just said.
Okay, sir, give me one moment. Let me process that refund. That refund will be $52.40 refunded back to your account.
And just to verify, you show that on a 3202.
3206.
Oops, sorry, 3206. Okay. I think that
let's see, 50,
maybe a part of use when I have questions about.
Okay.
I'll have to go back to that. In my mind, I'm not thinking of that one right now. So.
Okay. Let's
and can I get 50, an email confirmation on that, please?
Yes, sir. Well, yes, sir. You will get a refund email confirmation just as soon as I hit that. Okay, and let me make sure I got that there. And I can provide you with that cancellation number, sir, as well.
Whenever you're ready.
That cancellation number, where is it? It's 2A9 4 2 5 0 3 1 3.
Got it. Okay.
All right, sir. And you're all taken care of that refund. Let's see. Yes, yeah, so that refund of $52.40, you should see that reflect back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and the email you said will go out as well.
Yes,
today?
Sir. You'll get an email today. I'm not sure. I'm making a double request for it, because it gave me a message that it couldn't refund, but it's going to attempt it. It attempts it all day. It's probably because it hasn't settled all the way with your with your bank yet. So once it settles, though, it's going to continue to keep processing that refund. So once it automatically goes through the system, automatically sends you a confirmation email of that refund.
All right, great. And what was your name again? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Excuse me?
I missed your name.
Oh, Janessa.
Janessa, okay, Janessa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then I will look for that email.
All right, sir. Well, I thank you for contacting customer support, sir, and I hope you enjoyed the rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.